If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host Sochal, and we are back again. Finally, it's been a minute, as we say in English, since we did our last podcast. So Sochal, I thought we could just like catch up, like what's going on with you, what's going on with me, and you know, just kind of get our listeners back to baseline here.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you? How have you been?
I've been good. I had a birthday, as you know. I don't remember if we talked about this on the podcast. I had my birthday trip, which was great, and that was June 20th. But then I got sick with like a cold. It wasn't COVID, but it was like a cold that was pretty bad. And then after that, I got like food poisoning. And then after that, I got a double ear infection, which I'm still recovering from, because the bacterial ear infection, I had to take like these huge antibiotic horse pill looking antibiotics for it.
Right.
And then when I was done with that, because it kind of kills all like the natural bacteria in your body as well, you know, you're more prone to like fungal infections. So then I got a fungal infection in both of my ears.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Well, so now
were you objectively like deaf for a while? Like you couldn't hear?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I could hear a bit, but it was, I mean, still right now, like especially out of my left ear, it's a little bit muffled. And for a long time, like I could hear kind of, but everything sounded muffled and also like crinkly in my ear, which, because apparently my eardrum was like inflamed from irritation. Thankfully, Neither of my eardrums burst, but it was like, it was not just a middle ear infection. It was also an inner ear infection as well in both ears. And So it was just, it was crazy. I was like taking two different types of drops three times a day and the oral antibiotic twice a day. And now that that's all over, I'm taking another type of drop twice a day in both ears for the fungal
infection. And for our listeners out there, like drops means like you have like a little liquid and you use a dropper to drop the medicine into the ear canal.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Right. So it was miserable. And I've always kind of had a propensity for ear infections or something, but not like this. I've never had a crazy double ear infection like that. And it just has lasted so long now. It's been almost a month. And
oh, wow. Yeah. I had the same problem in one ear. In Thailand, I got like this, I don't know if you guys know that the Songkran water festival in Thailand is where they basically, it's a 3-day, it's the new year, Thai new year. And they have a water gun fight, and somebody shot some like just old dirty water right into my left ear.
Oh, and, no.
Yeah, that was, it was game over. I remember my eardrum burst, and so I would wake up with like a little pink liquid on my pillow.
Oh, it was like God.
Coming out of my ear. And I've never, it took a month to recover with tons of antibiotics and stuff. And I didn't realize like how dangerous it was, you know, fungus on the brain. You can die, you know, like it can.
Yeah.
Bad things can happen. So I've never heard as well out of my left ear as I do out of my right ear. So I always talk on the phone on my right side because lost hearing. Yeah. On the left side.
I have natural deafness in my left ear anyway.
Okay.
And it causes balance issues. I actually knew about this when I was a kid, but we never really got it. Like, I never got a hearing aid or anything because it was kind of like in between whether I needed one or not. Like, it didn't seem like I really needed one. And
I'll definitely go without the hearing aid if you can when it is a kid. You don't want to be the
hearing aid kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't end up using one. And then I got to Korea and I had kind of forgotten all about this. And I got to Korea and, you know, they give you your big long health test before you get hired. For our listeners who don't know, like when you apply for a job, you get a test and then they decide whether you have to be in good health essentially to be hired. And what came up on my hearing test was that I had deafness in one ear, but not so bad that I can't hear out of it, just I miss like several tones in that ear. And I had never known it could cause balance problems. I've always been clumsy, and I have like zero spatial awareness. And I didn't know that was because of my ear problem until I was talking to the Korean doctor. And she's like, do you suffer from this and this, like spatial awareness, like knocking into things, clumsiness, loss of balance? I was like, oh, yes, all of that. And she's like, oh, it's because of deafness in your ear. But it doesn't matter that much. Like it was fine that I could still pass my test. So she just said, you know, I could get it checked in Korea. And I never did. It's hard because I had a hagwon job, which means you have like 10 days off total. Right. So
I
had no time to go and get like hearing aids or get it like fixed in Korea. But I think if I ever went back and worked like as a professor.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
There's something I definitely use a big chunk of my time off to go and get it fixed, probably, because it would help in the long run, you know.
And the hearing aids now they're tiny, so you could probably
put
it in there, and you could, and you have long hair, you know. For me, a hearing aid would just stick out like a sore thumb, you know.
But, I know, and you're to the age where it's like embarrassing to have one too, because it seems like maybe it's because you're old. Sorry, Jack.
And yeah, no, I got my hearing tested the other day because not too long ago, and it's fine, because I listen to my music, you know. I like to record music, so right. I'm always listening to my headphones too loudly, and I was kind of worried, but I'm okay. But yeah, inner ear problems do cause balance issues, and there's like a vertigo. That's another thing you can suffer from. You can get sick. You can make you feel like you're dizzy all the time. So yeah, you've got to really take care of your ears. And they say don't use Q-tips and stuff like that, but I still do. But you're not supposed to.
I do, but I think I'm going to stop because after this, like I use them like all the time. And then the doctor was like, don't use Q-tips, you know, anymore. And I was like, dang, fine, I won't.
I heard a nurse say something like, you never stick anything smaller than your elbow into your
ear. Yes, that's true.
And I was like, Yeah, I'm like, but my elbow won't fit in there. And yeah. I'm like, oh, wait, I get it.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. I mean, it's because your outer ear, like just the little tiny folds, like you can kind of clean that a little bit, but you're not supposed to put anything like in your ear. And I think it's just hard because anytime that it's itchy or you feel like it's waxy, like it just seems dirty and you want to clean your ear, you know?
Yeah, you feel disgusting, right? Yeah, you just feel like, I feel like Shrek, you know? I'm like, yes. I just like, pull a candle out of my ear or something, you know?
That's so true. Yeah. Well, how have things been for you, Jack?
It's been good. You know, my daughter is back in Korea now. She's staying here for the summer and she's leaving in a couple weeks. And, you know, we've just been doing family stuff. We took a trip and we'll talk about that a little in another episode. You know, when you have a teenager, they don't want to hang out with their parents. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like we're just sitting down having these like, you know, fireside chats or anything like that. The kids these days don't even watch movies anymore, to be honest. The TikTok is like, you know, if it's longer than 30 seconds, it's like boring for them. So, we haven't really done that much, but
I don't really watch. Great. Sorry, Jack, I didn't mean to cut you off. I don't really watch movies myself. By the time I was in college, pretty much none of us ever watched movies. Like, that was already a generational shift. But we do watch series because the pacing is kind of different. And it seems like you can watch a bunch of 30-minute episodes, but not, like, a two-hour-long movie or something.
Yeah, it's weird. So. It's the binge society. Like, they hook you. And then you just can't wait. What's next? What's next? What's next? You know, but as far as like sitting down and watching like a 2-hour movie, I've watched a couple this summer, a couple of really amazing ones. But like I saw Enola was a really good movie. The actress won the best actress Oscar or whatever. I just haven't seen. I just.
Jack, you cut out.
Daughter and I were going to. Oh, sorry.
You're fine.
Okay. I haven't really sat down and watched a lot of movies this summer with my daughter, which was kind of my plan because we used to be like movie buddies, you know, back in the day. But it's okay. You know, she's 17. I get it. And it's okay. You know, like you got to give them space and let them hang out with their friends because their friends are everything at this time in their lives. And it's just great having her around. So that's basically what's been going on with us here. And we go out to eat every once in a while and it's nice. So yeah.
That's nice. Been a
good summer. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, listeners, let us know how you guys have been. We've really missed you. I've been thinking, you know, I really miss the community and I love getting on here and having a chat with Jack. It's like, I really stay in touch with Jack more than I do like pretty much most of my life just because we meet for this podcast like weekly or every 2 weeks at least. And so, yeah, it's funny because we just coincidentally stay in touch a lot. And we've been doing this podcast, Jack, for like how long now? Almost 3 years, right? I think.
I know. It's crazy. It's just like the pod that won't die, you know? Like,
yeah.
It just
keeps going. Time has just flown by. Anyway, if you guys appreciate the pod, show us some love in the comments. Shoot us an email at azenglishpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us and listen to us wherever you get your usual podcasts. We are pretty much everywhere. And we will see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.